think that sounds pretty good to me.
I think that sounds pretty good too. I'd say again, that's kind of on the
high
end for what we're doing here.
Right.
In a convention, that is just perfect.
Okay.
Okay. Good. So on the bottom of this page. No, sorry, we'll stick with the top because there's actually two categories of difficult to start songs. One of them are the two songs that we just did now, which are made minor songs that start without the minor tonic in there. The other songs are songs that are in major, but that start on a minor chord. Okay? So let's look at page 57. And again, songs with irregular beginnings like this are the reason why I recommend to every keyer that you just run through the same set of steps for every song, even if you know the song. What key is the song in? What are the notes in the first chord? And what order am I going to give them in? Because that approach is going to allow you to not panic when you see the song and you're like, why are there two different laws at the beginning of a major song? But you've already said it's in G major, so I'm always going to start with the G, and that's what the tenors have. And then the third above that, which I know how to do, is in the altos, and then I just have to make sure the trebles get their weird law. Now I haven't sounded this off at all. You want the keys?
Me?
You?
Okay.
Okay.